you for joining us. That was Bob Chapman, our financial, I'd like to say, advisor at the Power Hour. TheInternationalForecaster.com, and his phone number again, 877-479-8178. We're going to switch now to another favorite of the Power Hour, and that is Stan Deo. He is the author of two books that are well known, The Cosmic Conspiracy and The Vindicator Scrolls. He also learned Hebrew so that he could figure out what was really going on and what the scriptures really said. So we're going to have him join us today to find out what his predictions are. And unfortunately, we've only got each guest for 30 minutes, so we can't have all the questions answered. But I'm just so grateful. Thank you very, very much, Stan Deo, for joining us again today on the Power Hour.
Good morning and Happy New Year, Joyce.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks to you for all the good work you're doing at StanDeo.com. I'll tell you, Josh, when he's here on Fridays, he dives into StanDeo.com the first thing when he walks in the studio because he doesn't have a computer, and that's the one he always goes to.
So yeah, I'll tell Josh that I do about the same thing because Holly gets up about 3 hours before I do to get the news ready for us. So
I see. Very good. Well, thank you to Holly also. Well, let's talk about the predictions that you've got coming for this year or that you see coming in this next year. Where do you want to start?
Well, I guess with the recent signing of the National Defense Authorization Act that President Obama signed, I think it was yesterday evening, or New Year's Eve anyway, this affects you, me, and every other person that's doing, public broadcast on the news. And it's going to give him, or the government, but in essence Obama at the moment, the right to secretly, not just kidnap, but to secretly kidnap U.S. citizens and hold them for indefinite detention, interrogation, torture, and can even kill them without, recourse. And this is astounding, absolutely astounding. For 2012, I'd say we probably aren't going to have a presidential election. If we do, it will go to Obama regardless of how the real public vote goes. He might even declare martial law before the end of this year because of civil unrest or some, trumped-up threat to the United States, a false flag event or something like that. I just really don't think that we're going to get a fair election for president this time.
Yeah, I'm worried also, yes.
Well, we've been kind of putting our house in order here because, like you and guys on Coast to Coast and Steve Quayle and a lot of other folks, we're on the hot list to disappear.
What is? Have you talked to George Norrie, his thoughts on what's happening?
What about this legislation?
Well, yeah, how serious it is and ramifications.
I haven't. Steve Quayle was on with him last week, and I think that they touched around areas like that. They're just, I mean, well, he was on with Tommy Wells, but George, I'm pretty sure, is thinking the same thing. I just had a chance to talk to him on it. We've been busy trying to get ourselves ready here, so.
Well, I know the Oath Keepers, the head of Oath Keepers, he is very concerned about this right now, and I think we need to get behind these people who've been out there, that have been the tallest nail on the board, and start surrounding and supporting them, in prayer and in support of the work that they have done, because these people are going to be the targets without a doubt.
Yeah, I wonder, this legislation has been done so openly and kind of in your face, that I think that this is trying to force people into civil disobedience. I feel like it myself at the moment, but you can see that the game plan is to irritate the public to the point that they do something they shouldn't, by U.S. law or normal law, or traditional law, I should say. And that gives the government the right to then declare martial law and, override posse comitatus completely, openly, and start jailing people. So, 2012, I don't care about the Mayan calendar. I'm just telling you, 2012, just on the basis of what's happening in the news, is going to be a year of terror.
That's right. That's right. And the Mayan calendar, we haven't discussed that in a long time. Even Drudge Report said, were the Mayans right? And, of course, that means the end of the world as we know it by 2012, December. We'll be back after this three-minute break with Stan Deo. StanDeo.com. Stay tuned.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We only have a short 30 minutes with each of our guests today. Stan Deo, standeo.com. He is the author of Cosmic Conspiracy, which we have at the Power Hour, and Dare to Prepare with Holly Deo. Dare to Prepare. If you want to get ready, and he was just telling me during the break that after the book being mentioned on George Norrie's show, they have been inundated with orders because people want to know how to prepare. So Dare to Prepare at the Power Hour is probably the absolute best sentinel masterpiece on how to get ready for whatever. And we don't know what the whatever is. Stan, let's talk about Earth changes. There's been a lot of reports, volcanoes, earthquakes, whether or not that's fracking from the oil drilling or whether it's a real earthquake. What are you seeing now, presently? Because I haven't even checked in a long time, or the past few week or so. What's happening in Earth changes that you see?
Well, there are a number of factors that affect Earth changes, and the primary driver for all this, of course, is the sun. With the extra energy, or lack of energy, as the case may be, that it puts into the Earth's magnetosphere and to the Earth's thermal, you know, absorption in various wavelengths. With that, it affects weather, cyclones, flooding, drought, and these then in turn link to earthquakes, triggering massive ones. Now, fracking, of course, you can't deny, does affect certain things that, you know, in certain areas with smaller, richer earthquakes. That's, you know, that's kind of a given. You can see that. And what we're more interested in is the larger quakes. And Holly keeps a track of all these things, what USGS is saying to people. And she compares to the, in a chart that, compares to the years before. And when we look at 2011 and look at how many things have increased, in the 7 to 7.9 scale, there's been a 27% increase over the average of 15 or so 7 to 7.9 earthquakes per year. And so there's 27% increase here, a 38% increase in the 6 to 6.9, a 72% increase in 5 to 5.9. All those are above the fracking limits, which are mostly under 4, earthquakes. Deaths of up 114%, over the average. So as far as earthquakes, 2011 was pretty bad, and I don't think it's going to stop there because the sun is now approaching its solar max in 2013, and the sun itself has been going absolutely berserk. A lot more M-class flares, coronal mass ejection. We had one that was aimed straight at us and hit us a week or so ago, and, of course, it hit cell phone usage in certain places and some other radio communications, and then it passed. But that wasn't a strong halo CME aimed at us. That was kind of an average one. When a strong one hits us, it can create the same effect as an enemy bomb 200 miles over the United States, creating an electromagnetic pulse that wipes out permanently all electronics. It fries them, within a 1,000-mile radius. Now, if it's from the sun, it'll hit not only the United States, it'll hit in the oceans and ships out there. And if it hits what we're facing, and on the other side of the coin, it could hit Europe and Middle East and that kind of thing. But the threat from this is huge. There's a lot of stuff coming out in the press by the officialdom saying, watch out for EMPs. This could be a problem. It could take us back to the Stone Age in just a few hours.
Yeah, but CNN doesn't present it like that. What CNN says is, hey, y'all might miss a phone call or two on your BlackBerry because we may have this little coronal mass ejection. Won't be bad, but, just want to warn you in advance. But you're saying it could knock us back to the Stone Age.
Oh, absolutely. It could knock off the entire power grid. Not only that, we've seen from past ones that hit that were minor by comparison to what we're looking at. They hit in Canada and blocked out power for, a couple of weeks in certain areas. I mean, 2 weeks without power is one thing. 2 weeks or a year or two or three or 4 years, 10 years even, without anything electronic working, not to mention the power being gone, that's a disaster. That's a civilization extinction level, It just wipes out order.
Yeah.
And we go back to tribal things and gangs and stuff to wherever it hit. And not to mention, if it hits America, it'll so weaken us that those countries that want to take us down could just virtually walk in with their own stuff and take us over.
Now, is this CME stuff, this coronal mass ejection, is that man-made? Could it be man-made? And then they say, oops, sorry about the cell phones that are gone. I mean, could it be created?
Well, the EMP effect, electromagnetic pulse effect, can be created by nuclear bombs that are set up, say, 150, 200 miles above a target zone. And when that nuclear device goes off that high above the surface of the Earth, it sends out gamma rays and all sorts of stuff in the electromagnetic spectrum that goes down and wipes out chips. I mean, they're gone, irreplaceable. It's not the sun that you have to worry about man doing. The sun is God's territory. And to make coronal mass ejections the size of what we're talking about, even to make a small flare on the sun, we just haven't got that kind of technology or that kind of power in anything we could deliver to the sun. I mean, even if you count flying saucers and magic, that's huge out there. So the effects of that would be virtually half global or all global when it hits, hopefully. If it hits, it'll hit everybody, so we're all back to, riding horses and the candlelight and stuff like that.
But, yeah.
So it's a fair, a fair playing field. But
what is the percentage of chance that this could happen with a CME or an electromagnetic disturbance or pulse that could happen this year? What's the chance, the percentage chance, you think?
Oh, gosh. I'd say over the next, 2012 and in 2013, most of 2013, is extremely high, very probable that we're going to have some severe activity from the sun affecting us on a global basis. Because we've been having droughts in certain areas in the United States and in other countries, excessive drought and crop damages, I mean, almost irreversible crop damages and the vegetation damages, should we have an EMP or like a coronal mass ejection from the sun severe enough to cause arcs to jump off of the power grid, then that could trigger fires in so many places at once that we couldn't contain it. It would just be massive wildfires.
What scripture would support this or alludes to this?
I think that there would be scriptures in Matthew where Jesus is in Matthew 24, I think it is 24 or 20. I'm just trying to remember the verse, but anywhere where he talks about there will be an increase in earthquakes and diverse places. But you can also go to the book Revelation of John, where John talks about the changes in the sun, where the sun will go dark, where the moon will turn to blood red. And that's probably from dust and stuff in the air or out in space from the sun. I'm of the opinion that the sun could do a phase state change right now that's so drastic that it might actually be just like the Bible says, like a sackcloth of hair was spread between us and the sun, and all we could see was pinholes of light on the sun. And that might be due to the surface cooling temporarily while it goes through a change, and that the sunspots, in essence, would not be an issue. It would be the little focal points in there where the energy bubbles up. And this huge contrast might increase the diameter of the sun even. There's a lot of things going on that we can kind of guess at from what we're getting out of.
And there's a lot of variables, too. But I didn't mention it. I wasn't going to mention it. But you mentioned little flying saucers. Anything in that arena that you want to address?
Well, we're seeing an increase in sightings of, quote-unquote, UFOs all over the planet right now. We have been the last 6 weeks, an extreme increase. And if I've interpreted the verses correctly in Daniel about the little g alien god that's going to come with his technology and help the New World Order and the last Antichrist set up here, I think we're approaching that time this year or next year where we're going to start seeing some real contact cases with the UFOs as flying saucers and purporting to be aliens, and I really think they're going to just be the fallen ones that have been here for some time.
So the question would be, are they good guys, bad guys, or U.S. Air Force guys?
I don't know that I'd draw a distinction between bad and U.S. Air Force these days. I mean, when you look at the Air Force Academy having a druid worship center like a mini Stonian set up,
that's
I'm starting
right.
to wonder what we're turning out of these military academies.
Good point.
But seriously, the majority of the super technological craft and beings that are going to be manifest very shortly, openly, will be bad guys. The first waves will be bad guys, but they will purport to be nice and friendly and get rid of little gray critters and stuff that have been abducting people, and they'll tell you all sorts of stuff to make you believe it, and people will believe it because they don't want to look at the truth. It'd be too frightening. But that doesn't deny the fact that God still has his messengers around us and may even use flaming chariots like he did in the Old Testament to talk to certain people right now during all this chaos. I know that there is a veil between our world that we see around us and the kingdom of heaven, which is around us also, but we can't see it. They can see through it our way, but we can't see through it to their dimension, if you wish. And so our help can come straight across that wall. I've had it happen to me once when I was in a hospital and an angel appeared right there in the room and helped me out and then disappeared, bang, gone. And so I know that we can have that kind of protection from the good guys, so I don't really worry about what's going to happen except for the people who are not yet saved.
Well, that's encouraging. I'm glad to hear that. We will be back. We've got a 4-minute break, and we will be back with the one and only Stan Deo. Dare to Prepare is the book available at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. We'll be back. 4-minute break with the Power Mall.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 24 minutes after the hour. We're so glad to have you join us today and really honored to have our special guest, Stan Deo, join us. StanDeo.com. He and Holly have done an amazing website full of incredible information on earth changes and other issues. Please go to StanDeo.com. Support these people and what they're doing because they have been the tallest nail on the board for a long time. And it's up to us to support them now. So please check out that and the book Dare to Prepare. If you want to know how to prepare for whatever, it's all in the book Dare to Prepare. I don't recall. How many pages does that book have, Stan?
She's got 632 pages in that book. It weighs 4 pounds. I mean, it's huge.
Incredible. Right. Well, I encourage you all to get Dare to Prepare. If you have not started preparing, if you're just new to the Power Hour and you're starting to realize, whoa, we're not in Kansas anymore, well, please get Dare to Prepare. We're going to start one day at a time getting ready for whatever it is that we're going to be facing in 2012. And we were all born for this time. And Stan, if you could say something inspiring to the people, I would appreciate that in the few remaining minutes, because, you know, we were all born for this time. The Lord has put us here for this time for a reason. So we all have a mission. And a lot of people are saying, but how do I find out what that mission is? Do you want to say something inspiring to our listeners, please?
Yeah, I do. One thing I might point out, you were saying to look at the news on our website. There's one article that Holly had up, she put it up yesterday, about the secret network of Northern Ireland that are trying to set up supply depots all across the country for World War III, is what they're saying.
Really?
But in Ireland, I mean, at a government level, they're already kind of openly but secretly putting in food stocks in secret bunkers and stuff, field cookers and containers and stuff, and telling their people to have emergency preparation for up to 14 days in case there is an attack of some sort on Ireland, for crying out loud. I mean, nuclear war threat in Ireland is not that huge, but the sun and various other things might be. Now, the words of encouragement are this. All these things that we're talking about were foretold in the Bible by the prophets of God, saying, look, these are the signs of the last days before the earth is changed and, you know, the millennial age of peace and rebuilding the earth starts. Now, be encouraged, it says, because it's only a short time. It'll be a 7 to 10 year period of terrible things on the earth. And the Bible does say that for the believers who are aware of this beforehand and have turned their lives over to Jesus, that they will be taken to safety. And whether you say that's in a rapture or to some secret location where the Holy Spirit surrounds them, I won't get into that argument, but I know that he took care of Noah and his family, and he took care of Moses and the people of Israel for 40 years out in the middle of a desert. So we're going to be taken care of as believers and followers of Yeshua ben Elohim, or Jesus in English. So that is the top message that we're putting out to people this year. In fact, Holly and I even gave away 18 Bibles in a contest to the visitors to our site this month, or December anyway, because we wanted to try to get the word out as best we could and get people interested. And an interesting statistic, out of 50,000 visitors to our site, only 400 signed up for Bibles. Now, that's a small percentage of people out there that are really kind of wanting Bibles to either give to other people or to read themselves. That's sad, but that's the stat. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. Well, there are so many people that listen to the Power Hour, that listen to Genesis, that are aware of what's going on prophetically. And there's a lot of different opinions, too, about what's happening prophetically. And it's not important what the differences are.
Right.
What is important is that something's happening and that we need to be prepared and that we need to be finding out what our mission is today, what the Lord would have us to do, because we all have a purpose and a mission to fulfill.
Well, that means every day, stay close, put on your armor, you know, read the Bible and get familiar with what it says about this time, and the encouragement it gives to you to all believers, even though we might be spread far apart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you do that and ask the Lord to shield you and your household and to protect you and to provide for your needs, not your wants, but your needs, then you'll be okay. But sign in at least once a day. You know, just like we're talking here. I mean, Jesus is a person. He's our doorway to the Creator, to the Elohim, to God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can just visualize in your mind that he's sitting right there next to you, a guy with a beard and nice eyes and, you know, a bit of a suntan, and say, look, here's what I need today. I hate to trouble you, but I know that you made a promise to help us and blah, blah, blah. And let me be a good servant. And
that's right.
That's
and
it.
We have to listen to that still small voice. And I think, you know, one of the things in my own discipline that I have had to do is to get alone, listen to that still small voice. And I made the commitment a while back to be on my knees at least once a day in humbleness and gratitude also. But Stan Deo, thank you so much for what you and Holly are doing and continue to do it. We love you all at the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us second day in 2012. You have a blessed day, and tell Holly we love her. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Minutes after the hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today, supporting the Power Mall and doing the next right and honorable thing. That's what we're going to be concentrating on this year at the Power Hour. And that's why we're bringing the favorite guest of the past few years to the Power Hour today. Unfortunately, we only have him for 30 minutes. And Doreen Honest joins us today to talk about what's going to be going on in the food and animal world, because there is a lot happening, which I hate to tell you about. You know, when they pass all these laws, we never seem to go, wow, that's a law I can get behind. You know, it just doesn't happen. Doreen Honest, who is an activist and individualist who has been involved in fighting these issues from her farm here in Missouri. I thank you so very much, Doreen Honest, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you so very much for having me on the Power Hour, Joyce. I absolutely love your show.
You do a wonderful service. Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you join us. I love your email address. Animal Waitress says it all. Animal Waitress, ladies and gentlemen. And I feel like that also. But thank you so much for taking the time today. We want to know what you see, because I know that you have some thoughts on what's going to happen in 2012.
Well, I have some good thoughts and I have some bad thoughts. I guess the shakedown really just kind of depends on your mindset to a large degree, Joyce. At issue is we have a paradigm and we have people who believe that they can literally control life. Yet, we have a creator who actually controls life. So there is always a hedge against the absolute tyranny that these individuals who are part of these consortiums that create control for us, they try to envision this, but Yah's in charge. So, mm-hmm. so you know, they can't bring their vision to totality. And, you know, I take great comfort in that. So
yes.
I would like for people to keep that at the forefront in their minds as we go forward and we deal with the tyrannical moves of the federal government on the part of the global government structure and the state government doing the bidding of the federal government. As we go forward in that, just keep in mind that they're trying to get control, but they never have permission. You know, what we've got to look forward to is I believe that the local food movement and the producing your own food drive that people have is just going to increase tremendously. There are certainly economic reasons for that to occur, but there are desires in people's stomachs to get real good, solid food, and you're not getting it when you're buying it from mainstream supermarkets for the most part. There are a few good items, etc., but for the most part, people are hungry because the nutrition isn't in the food any longer. So we've got this desire of people to re-engage with what really sustains them, and I think that that is going to progress tremendously. And there are some danger zones in there that I'll talk about in a little bit, but I believe more people are going to be buying heirloom seeds and planting them. I think more people are going to engage in seed sharing amongst their friends and neighbors and email lists and things of this nature and not have it be a commercial endeavor but a humane endeavor amongst themselves. And I also think that there's going to be a lot more direct trade developed where people are going to be just buying their products directly from the farmer and directly from each other much more often. And the food freedom ordinances that there were a rash of this past year, I think those are going to increase. And people are going to go, no, FDA, you say that we don't have any right to consume food of our choice. And you say that we don't have a right to bodily or physical health. And we don't have a right to contract. And we don't have a right to feed our children any particular food. But you're illegitimate.
Wow.
That's what I believe is going to happen, Joyce. I believe that people are going to get this even more. And I believe that because people are understanding, due to so many people's efforts on many, many different fronts, but, you know, the freedom movement, the Ron Paul for President movement brought a lot of people into awareness of what is actually happening and how it's happening from the federal level down to the state level. And now we know what they're doing and how they're doing it. And so long as we remain vigilant and we continue to stay engaged within our own area, within our own counties and states and cities and towns, they cannot push forward this complete control paradigm if we're vigilant. And people are getting it and people are acting from all different sides of the political spectrum. And to me, that gives me a lot of hope because while we're, you know, we're just called to do the next right thing. We're not instructed to win the battle entirely, but as we do the right thing, we keep throwing great big giant wrenches in the spokes of the tyranny that they have designed for us. So I find that to be really, really hopeful and very positive, but I believe that the FDA is going to begin to promulgate, to make their regulations regarding the passage of the Food Safety Modernization Act. They're already on that path, particularly in Wisconsin, where they're beginning to have meetings to require CSAs, which are community-supported agriculture groups, where people contract with a grower to buy whatever vegetables they have available throughout the season, and they're registering them just like with NAIS, the premises identification, the animal identification, the animal tracking. It's the same thing on the vegetable front, on the food front entirely. So they're trying to move forward with this, and the technology is in position, but as people become more savvy, they will understand that, no, we will not register and we will not give credence to your claim, FDA, that we don't have these rights.
You know, I see massive resistance, appropriate, responsible resistance in 2012, because people are getting it. And there are thousands of people that have learned that from your speaking on the Power Hour, how important nutrition is. And when we start to realize and understand, not only in our heart, but in our brain, and every cell depends upon good food, every cell. It can be the difference between cancer or not. It can be the difference between MS and not. It can be the difference between any illness and health. And
right.
So I really, truly believe that people are going to get very selfish in their orientation, if you want to call it that, to say, not no, but heck no. I'm not going to have your junk food, and my children will not eat your junk food. We are going to have healthy food, and the pressure will be on to return the produce from made in China or grown in China to be brought back here to the United States. I see that happening also, but it's going to take each and every one of us speaking out, which means when you go to China Central to buy your groceries, because many towns only have a China Central to buy their groceries,
yep.
You tell your Walmart person, where is the organic section real loud? And say, where's that organic section that's been advertised on television that Walmart has organics?
Right.
And you know what? You've got to ask for organics. You've got to ask for made in America food.
Yes, you do. And while I understand, Joyce, that it isn't possible for everyone to get everything that they need from farmers markets directly from the farmer, if we strive to do that as much as we can, we will only be helping ourselves and our children, not just in the good nutrition front, but also on the economic front. Because when you spend your money locally to a farmer who lives in your same county, that money stays there and it helps your community. When you give it to a multinational corporation, even if you're using an interface or as a grocery store of some variety or what have you, and they're buying so much from outside of the United States, that money does not stay within your community. It doesn't
That's
continue
right.
to circulate, and it doesn't help your neighbors to feed themselves. Okay? So that entire issue of buying your food as locally as possible, and it's not possible to buy everything locally because, Joyce, you know, we can't grow coffee here. We can only grow, like, chicory.
That's right.
But, you know, I mean, it's not possible to get everything locally. It is possible to get a lot of things locally. And when it's available and it's fresh, it's the best. It's, you know, I know that I use the tomato an awful lot, Joyce, and I do that because pretty much everybody knows the difference between a homegrown tomato and a tomato that has been gassed in a greenhouse and grown in hydroponics and has been sitting on a grocery shelf for who knows how long. They don't even taste like tomatoes. They taste like photocopies of tomatoes. So that vibrancy is important for us, and it has more involved in it than just taste. It's about the nutrients. And that issue that, wow, this really tastes good, is really prevalent in our food movement in a local food circle. It's the difference between, you know, white bread from, you know, the day-old bread store and home-baked bread. It's a tremendous difference.
And all I can say to the listeners is it's not possible to get everything, and it's not all possible to buy everything local. But first attempt, always, number one, grow it yourself. If you can't, buy it from someone local to you. And then if you can't, go to the store and buy organic as much as you can. And this idea that organic is too expensive, when you start cutting out junk food, you will be amazed at how much money you have left over to spend on organic food. So I don't ever want to hear the cost issue, because organic carrots are only 10 cents more per bag than regular carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so worth it because many farmers have told me that they use carrots to clean out the toxins in their farm. And they grow the carrots take in the toxins, and they won't even eat their own carrots. So that tells you something right there. And I hope that people will get the very best food for yourself, for your children, because there's going to come a time when there is no medicine, there is no help, there is no whatever, and you are going to have to depend upon your own health. And now, more than ever, it's important that you are well to be able to do whatever your mission is.
Right, and that you get your body acclimated to good food and good nutrition. It'll make you stronger. It'll create a much stronger immune system in you, and it will allow you, actually, your body will crave the good stuff instead of the bad stuff. It, like, turns around your metabolism. So, you know, that's very important. And we have this crazy anonymous food supply system, Joyce. We have the FDA, who says that raw milk is inherently dangerous and should never be consumed by anyone for any reason. And yet they go ahead and they allow MSG to be put into everything, even without our knowledge. They allow genetically modified food to not be labeled. They do not require any labeling of genetically modified organisms in the grocery store. And 96% of soy is genetically modified. And it's in so much stuff, it's just ridiculous. It's very hard to find any kind of ready-to-eat processed food, usually in the grain sector, that does not have soy in it. So we are a medical experiment for a food industry complex, basically, and it's without our knowledge and without our consent. So in order to change that, we need to be aware and provide as much as we can for ourselves to help our bodies so that we don't become ill, so that we're not get on that pharmaceutical treadmill where it's like, well, I got to take this drug, and then I have to take this drug to counter that drug, and that drug to counter the other drug. It happens to so many people, and it's very, very sad, but largely it's due to nutrition.
Yes.
So, you know, the closer you can get to real, the closer you can get to homegrown, the better off you are. Now, as to organics, Joyce, this is likely to not be popular, but I'm going to go here anyway because I think it's really, really important. The organic movement back in the early 90s wanted to have certification from the USDA regarding organic, because some people were saying things were organic when they were not organic, meaning not grown with chemicals, and being grown on land where chemicals were not used for 3 years is the usual time frame. Now, what happened because of that is that the USDA effectively owns the term organic. So now if you want to put organic on your produce, you have to follow about 2,000 pages worth of instructions and have a certifier checking out your moves on your property all of the time. And there is actually, because this is the nature of things, Joyce, when you have a market, you've got people who position themselves, organizations usually, that position themselves at the top of that market to deal with the regulatory agencies on issues that affect their market. And those organizations currently are working with the USDA on allowing genetically modified organisms to be called organic.
Yeah, I you know, this issue of organic, it's like anything. You know, it's really, really good or it's really, really bad, and they take make something that's really good into something that is compromised, or they purchase it, and I don't know. But I still feel that if we can get organic, it's better than the conventional. Now, do you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. Yes, okay. I definitely would agree with that. But I want to, I guess, just caution people that if you go to a farmer's market and you ask a farmer, is your product organic, they are very likely to say, no, it is not organic. Even if they don't use any chemicals, even if they do ascribe to the things that usually create the term organic, they can't say they're organic because they are not certified.
Right. Right. And you know, almost organic, but not the label is the plight of many farmers. And that I understand.
Right.
And I have no problem with that. And it's just like where we get our elderberries from north of or up by Columbia at Hartsburg, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
They are the only place that has that have pure elderberries that are not from concentrate in Europe. And they cannot call themselves organic because they use the crop covers that are not organic materials. So they can't call themselves organic, but that does not affect their product, though. It's still the closest thing to organic that you can get. And it's incredible also. We'll be back after this three-minute break with our guest, Doreen Hannes. Stay tuned. 50 after the hour. This is George Riley.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 54 after the hour. We are talking to people that are in the know or make it their business to stay on top of specific areas. Scott Tipp's attorney will be joining us next. He will be talking from the perspective of the National Health Federation, what's going to be going on in the area of supplements, et cetera. But joining us right now, our very own Doreen Hannes, who is an expert in her own right because she makes it her business to be an expert. And that's what I'd like to see a lot of you do. Become a committee of one. Start learning what it is that you have an interest in and then promoting it and talking about it like she does. You know, and that's one thing that you could give a lot of hope to people is, you know, you homeschool, you work on a farm, and you still have the time to say, wait a minute, something doesn't seem right here. I want to figure this out.
Well, you know, I've always had a tremendous amount of curiosity.
Haven't we all? Yes.
You know, but I mean, what's interesting, Joyce, is that once you learn the basic flow chart of how all of these offenses against our liberty occur, you can just take it and apply it to whatever sector you're dealing with. Just fill in the blanks with different acronyms. And so it's very helpful. And actually, I'm working on a booklet right now to explain the international control mechanisms on food and agriculture and how that comes down to the local level. And I should have it done by the end of the month. It's going to be an ebook, and just really to help people to understand the machinery and how the machinery works. Because if we understand that, which we're getting a lot better at, then we can stop it from rolling over us, and we can see it coming, and we can head it off. And that's my hope, is just for people to understand how it happens, so you're not sitting there going, wait a minute, you know, yes, how did this happen? So I hope to have that done by the end of the month, and I think it's important for people in whatever sparks their interest, whatever their passion is, almost certainly that area is under attack. Okay? If it's homeschooling, if it's, you know, the financial sector, if it's agriculture, if it's good natural food sources, if it's, you know, making toys for children in your home, if it's cottage industries, you know, whatever it is, it's being attacked by the same mechanism. So I'm hoping that that'll be a help to people, and that's what I'm striving to do right now.
That's wonderful. And where will that be? At which website will that be at?
Truthfarmer.wordpress.com.
Okay. Truthfarmer.wordpress.com. That'll be in your email blast today.
Yep.
So that you can follow that. When will the book be out, ebook?
I should be done with it by the end of the month. It should be available.
And please support Doreen and support her ability to continue to do this work for us, because it's for each one of us. It is each and every one of us who have a, you know, I want to say a dog in this fight or a cow in this fight or whatever. You know, we all have some involvement in this, and we need to have the very best food, the very best people working on these issues for us. If we're not going to do it, then we want to have good people like Doreen Hannes. And you know, everyone needs to find their own mission. And this is the time to reflect on that now, because 2012 is going to be the year. It will be the year for many of us. Good or bad, depending on what we do. But we need to find our part and our role in this mission, don't we?
I believe so, yes. And you know, if we're still warm, still breathing, we have the potential to do something positive, Joyce.
We sure do. It's not over. The game is not over, ladies and gentlemen. We're only at the halftime, I think. We thank you very much, Doreen, for joining us at the Power Hour today. You've been
an amazing
inspiration to many people, including me.
All right. Well, bless you. Bless everyone that listens to your show, Joyce.
Thank you so very much. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.